Welcome to the show.
Have you dreamed of starting your own business? Where would you start? How would you promote it? My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm the founder of So Real with Madeline, where we inspire you to turn a dream into a vision. Allow us to assist you in polishing your craft. Learn to build your own website. Learn the language of marketing, branding, which is exposing you. Go to events. Mingle with others who are like-minded. Experience network marketing in a new and positive way. Also, find out how you can get a free, powerful fundraiser for your church, 501c3, or a cause organization. Text Empowering Your Mind to 55255 and let us expose and empower you today.
Hello, welcome to the show. This is Madeline, So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. So glad that you could join us. Happy Friday to you all. Time is moving quickly, you guys. I know that I haven't been doing a weekly, 3 days a week show for you, but I have been in school. I'm trying to get my degree and finish up some things. I don't like to leave things incomplete in my life. Simply because of today's topic, we're going to talk about building you from scratch, from the bottom up. And we're going to just keep moving forward no matter what life throws in front of us, the obstacles that may come. Y'all, life happens and so does death. It's just so many things that I'm feeling right now and going through right now, but I want us to not be distracted by the circle of life, and that's with your friends, your family, your job, any situation that you may be going through. Stay focused on you. I know that that may sometimes involve your friends, family, and your job. Life situations, like I say, they happen. Sometimes you have to step away from some of those distractions because that's really what they are. We talk about it in politics. They talk about it, you know, in relationships and anything and everything. They put up things to distract you from what the real something is. Have you ever had your kids, I don't know if those of you gone, or even if you go to the doctor or chiropractors or anything, and they'll do certain things. Like I had an EMG done, and he was telling me to cough. I'm like, why am I coughing? He was like, to distract you from, you know, he's getting ready to stick you. But I'm like, when you tell me to cough, I know it's coming, so it doesn't change anything. But like when you have your kids and you're playing and you're cool and kind of having their shots done or something that you know is going to hurt them, then we try to distract them with something good. You know, they heard, they've had their shots, and you say, you want to go to McDonald's? And they stop crying, yeah. So that's a distraction from their shots. You know, you pay, forget about that. You know, let's move to the McDonald's and you'll feel better. So we're going to talk about building from scratch and not being distracted by those things. We want to stay focused on us and what it is that God has assigned for us. So in order to build you from scratch, there's things that we need to stay focused on. We know God has a plan for us. We know it. And so it has a plan for everyone. We all have assignments. And the reason that I spoke about death earlier is because there's an assignment even for the day that we leave here and that we are put in another place, okay? Now, a lot of that can take people to some things, ask some questions, but we're not going to get into that religious argument. I know a lot of people do, but being prepped to move to your next is always a process, okay? And there are some things that I just believe that we're resting when we pass on. God has us resting because he says those who are dead in Christ shall rise, okay? But like I said, we're not going to go into some things like that. But let's focus on now. We are alive. We're alive, and you're focused on your something. What is your plan? And sometimes your plan can be struggle. Then, you know, and then you're like, okay, I wish he would use me for something else besides that. But he knows what he can give you, like he did with Job. You know, the devil's wandering around kicking rocks trying to find something to get into. And God asked him, have you considered my servant Job? And he's like, no, because you've given him everything. And that's what we do as people. If you're blessed with abundance and you get comfortable, then God has a problem getting your attention. you know, because you're just like, okay, I'm blessed because I got all this stuff. I mean, we don't want to go to church. We don't want to tithe. We don't want to give. We don't want to plant seeds. We don't want to support. And I'm not saying everyone is like this that has money. But usually when people have, they get comfortable. When things are going well, they get comfortable. Okay, so we don't want to get comfortable. So building your something, even if it's you, if you're building to go to school, if you're building, you're getting ready for a family, you guys, there's a foundation that has to be laid. And this is going to be a 15-minute show. It's going to be short and sweet. So I hope everyone is writing down, taking notes. If not, you can always do the playback. Now, we're going to talk about leadership. And what is leadership? Because in anything that we're going through in life, it places you in a position of leadership, okay? It's an action of leading a group of people or an organization. So you got your family, your friends, your job, your church. Like, it doesn't matter. You got a little cause organization. You know, you got all these different somethings that you could be a leader in. And you don't have to be the president or the founder or anything like that. You are within this organization, and you just lead by example. You lead by doing some things. You give guidance. You give direction. You take control of a situation or an event. You're just an overseer of some things. You know, you're just that natural leader because these are some things that you may take on, okay? You can also get to the point where some leaders can become aggressive. They become like a dictatorship. It's like, hold on now. You know, government seems to, seems to be that way sometimes. You know, administration, they get so to the place where they're not sympathetic to those who are actually doing the work, okay? So don't get so caught up in the title of leadership because there's so much to do in that. And these are some things that I just feel like we should be paying attention to as individuals in other people's lives with our plan because God wants us to be leaders. He wants us to be spirit-filled leaders. And there are 6 points, and I'm going to try to get to them all. I probably should have made this 30 minutes, but we're going to talk about the leadership and what exactly it is and then describing who leaders are. And that's what we've done with some of the different titles of organizations and the effectiveness of that leader. You know, if what you're doing, if you're leading some people and nobody's following you, you might need to sit down and regroup and go through some of these things, okay? So are you a curse breaker? Are you a life changer or even a focus keeper? You got people in your life that go, okay, come on, see, I snap the thing, stay focused. Don't get off track. Come on, stay with me. But maybe you're all of those things. You know, you decided in your family this is something generational. You're going to break. You're going to stop being an early parent. You're going to stop being a drug addict or an alcoholic. You're going to stop being a fence straddler. You're going to stop the legacy of cursing. Some people be cussing like the language cursing, the profanity. That's a something, or smoking, or, you know, just lying, cheating, no matter what the case is. Be the curse breaker in your family. Be the one that's living according to the will of God. Maybe you're all of those things. You know, you're a life changer. You're doing and taking on some things that may change some people's lives. Maybe it's changing your life, and as you change your life, you cause others to. That's leadership, okay? So there are, you may very well be putting your dream on hold by doing all of these things, but if you're focused on the plan that God has for you, then you're on track, okay? Just stay focused on that. You won't get overwhelmed. Sometimes you may feel all alone, but you do persist and be consistent in your walk. So hold on to that, okay? So putting your dream on hold to assist others can often be something that will pull you down. So you don't want to get caught up in that. You want to be a path goal finder. You want to make sure that when you're around others, you help them to seek what it is that they're looking for. And if you guys have a similar goal, then it doesn't hurt to collaborate. You guys work together to reach a common goal. That's what the church is for. We're to come together where two or three are gathered in His name. So you be on one accord with the pastor, then there's a leadership that you have to follow. You got leaders, and then you have, you know, deacons and deaconess and so on and so forth. You follow the leadership of the ushers when services started. Don't get mad at the ushers, y'all. They're doing their job, and they're trying to keep you from being a distraction to someone. So be obedient if they're sending you a certain way, or if you want to let them know, you know, I want to sit on the right or the left or whatever. You know, just be respectful of their positions, their responsibilities. But my question to you before we run out of time, my question to you is, where are you in your dream? Where are you? Have you even started? Is it in your mind still? Then you need to put it on paper, because right now, if it's in your mind, that's just an idea, a suggestion to yourself. So we want you to put that dream on paper. Put it on paper and then start becoming that visionary, okay? be the person that has made the decision in their life, and it's not something normal. It sounds crazy to you even to say it out loud, to put it on paper, and you read it out loud. You're like, oh, my gosh, what am I talking about? Lord, I can't do this. But that he assigns to you, he will equip you, okay? So know that. I know I'm talking fast, but I need you guys to listen fast. I don't want to get to the place where I overwhelm you with a bunch of information, but this is something that I just believe I should have done in a 30-minute show, but I think that, too, we need to just keep everything short and sweet. The last thing I want to talk about is sometimes you have to build from the ground up, and that means sometimes you may have to start over, okay? But start over at your learning point. You start something and you see where you hit a roadblock. Maybe it was from a bad decision or financial something that you did. Learn from that. Then when you start over, know that, hey, okay, I can't do this, I can't do that. This is something I need to improve, and I need to work on that. You know, take the time to educate yourselves, you guys. Being in a business, doing your something, even organizations, anything that you strive to do requires you to continue education. That's never going to stop. Don't ever get to the place where you feel like you've learned enough and you know enough, because people who come up behind you will pass you for that reason. And Jesus is the prime example of pushing forward and pushing through. Even if it gets too hard, it seems like it's something that's going to possibly kill you. You know, you need to stay with it. Stay with the plan that is for you, okay? Be excited for what you have going on. I have a nonprofit organization. If those of you are interested, if you're in the website, just click the link on So Real with Madeline and allow it to give you the information that you need. If you go to my actual website, So Real with Madeline, .wix.com/Madeline-Bass. That goes directly to my website. Click fundraiser, and it will give you the information that you need to fill out the application and get it back to me. Email it to So Real with Madeline. As you can see, everything is connected with the same name. But just click through and let's talk about your something. You can email me your questions, email me some things that you want to talk about. Email me even if you have something that you've got going on that you want to share. As long as it's positive people and it's moving individuals forward, I want us to be those visionaries, and I want us to keep a strategy going for your something. Keep your strategies going. Maximize your performances in anything you do on your job. Y'all, quit talking about firing your boss if you are not financially stable and you have no plans, no savings, no nothing. You just want to fire your boss because somebody said so. Keep your jobs. You know, but you got that job because you like it. Maybe you got it because it was the only thing you could find. But I'm telling you, if you're not financially stable, which means that you don't have any debt, if you have debt up to the yazoo, student loans, whatever, keep your job, okay? But if you are debt-free and you've got some other things you want to try to do, then okay, and then push what your something is if you're financially stable enough, but just know it's going to require work. I'm Madeline Bass. This is So Real with Madeline, and we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards in Christ. Have a great night. God bless.
Have you dreamed of starting your own business? Where would you start? How would you promote it? My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm the founder of So Real with Madeline, where we inspire you to turn a dream into a vision. Allow us to assist you in polishing your craft. Learn to build your own website. Learn the language of marketing, branding, which is exposing you. Go to events. Mingle with others who are like-minded. Experience network marketing in a new and positive way. Also, find out how you can get a free, powerful fundraiser for your church, 501c3, or a cause organization. Text Empowering Your Mind to 55255 and let us expose and empower you today.